So the learning today should be Skosila Nishmas Adir Chava Chaim Elizabeth and Shem Shenarye and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Rachaim Menachem Ben Sion. It should also be a Schus for Fu Shlema. Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Dabba Min Rachel Chanaliyah Bashen De Rachel and Abadati Ben Peril, as well as a Schus for all those in the Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are continuing now in Peliyotz. We're on page 448. We're talking about Dara. And he's going to give now practical advice on how someone should deal with people who arrive to collect money. Basically, guys that show up that need money that are collecting for a cause. So he says like this. He says, see, one second, I just tried to switch something. Ah, there we go. Okay, great. He says like this. If our Amru Chazal, Machzikinen Tivus L'Ramai, that we tend to mistrust and not give people because we suspect that maybe they're not being honest with us, that they're pretending to be poor and they're really not. But certainly, he says, there are good, upstanding people with needs to marry off their daughters or to get funds to find them husbands, or their expenses, their home expenses, living expenses are considerable, and they can't do anything about it. So what should this guy do? Where should he turn to help? If he can't travel to have people help him out, especially in our times, he's talking in his times, when the dowries for the wedding and the expenses are greatly increased, okay, and certainly halachas come of the kama nowadays, and certainly a person should have rachmanis on such people, and help them out in any way possible, or the mitzvah rabbi techashiv will be considered a great mitzvah. But this is the problem that we taka have to worry about, the ramayim, the people trying to swindle and deceive others. They bring these letters of testimony from Gedolim to tell everyone of the pain and suffering. But why do these papers help? Because they give a letter like this, also praising the honesty of the person that has it, and describing his problems to every person who asks.
How old is this sefer?
Sefer's 200 years old. So you have here people that are just dishing. They're making a photocopy of the hechsheris or of the verification, the certification of the collector, and they're just photocopying it and giving it out because it doesn't cost them anything to do. But the problem is that now you cause that people who see it and are being requested to participate are becoming skeptical of it. And why, like David's saying, why should you blame them? It's all being caused by these people. Therefore, we don't pay attention to the letters, and we treat everyone equally, whether you have a letter, you don't have a letter. And therefore, he says, the real tznuin, the real proper people, refrain from giving such letters to anyone, because they're worried about testifying falsely about someone who ends up being dishonest. And in the event that they can't excuse themselves, they'll hint, something about the guy in the letter. They'll somehow come up with some remes, some hint that the person who reads it is gonna know whether this guy is someone they should really be helping out. And that's only because the Rav was pressured to do it. And to someone who he knows that he's not doing it because he's pressured, but really, really wants to help the guy, he'll write differently. There'll be some hint in the letter that you'll know whether to distance yourself from the guy or help him out. That's really the proper way. And nevertheless, anyone who could avoid traveling, whether his purpose is to collect funds or to do business, fortunate is he, unfortunate is his lot. Ashrei, someone who doesn't have to. As we said, it's going to help you in this world and in the next world, because physically your body won't break down from all the travel and the jet lag, and spiritually you won't run into issues with keeping Torah mitzvahs when you're out of your home, out of your comfort zone. And therefore, he says, a person should try to make do with less. Sometimes you're going to say, I have an opportunity here, but I won't make as much money. but I'm not going to have to travel. So for the extra $150,000, $200,000, I want to travel. And really, if the person could be satisfied with less, he wouldn't push himself to go to that extra level. It's wise for a person to abstain from a lot of physical comforts that are beneficial. The Yeshe Bevesai, make a point to stay home. He said, even dry bread is good if you have peace and you're comfortable and you have calm at home. Someone who understands this could live at his house, eat at his table, and serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who vanav imai, he together with his children. Amnam, however, im nigzar alavin ashmaim sheyelech v'drachim, if God ordained and God decreed that he has to travel, can't escape it. You have to go, right? If there's a gzeira that you have to travel, you'll have to travel for some reason or another. But when you go, sheyaktim tefila letzara v'kaidim tzeisa lederech, you should try to daven before you get the tzara. And before you leave, you should prepare certain tefillahs to say when you leave and ask that righteousness follow you and that you go and come b'shalom, so that a person will, in his tefillahs, start requesting assistance from Hashem in his travels. And he won't ever miss saying tefillahs aderech like Chazal have instituted.